council approved an ordinance to ban fireworks, setting off fireworks within the village of Minster if the person setting those fireworks off does not comply with the requirements established by the state of Ohio in the Ohio Revised Code, the Ohio Administrative Code, and the Ohio Fire Code. If somebody would comply with those, and those requirements are about how far you can set off fireworks from another public building or another building, or from people who are spectators who are watching. So if you comply with those, you're able to set off those fireworks. But if you do not comply with them, then you are in violation of the ordinance, and the police can conduct an investigation and issue citations asserting a violation of that ordinance. So council went ahead and gave that reading, third reading, and that will become effective within 30 days. Council also passed a ordinance that provides for the registration of vacant buildings in the village. This is designed to be able to keep track of vacant buildings, requires the owner to register the building, requires the owner to maintain the building in accordance with village standards, requires the owner to maintain Ohio building insurance on the property. And there is a fee to register that vacant building. That fee starts at $500 for the first year, and then every consecutive year the building remains vacant. That fee doubles the previous year's registration fee, capping out at $8,000. So council had passed that ordinance as well. Council also passed the ordinance declaring what is a dangerous building within the village of Minster. And there are 9 characteristics that a building would have to meet to be able to be considered dangerous. And if that building becomes dangerous and meets one of those criteria, then the village can require the property owner to either repair the building or to tear the building down. And if they do not do that within 90 days, the village can go in there and make those repairs or raise the building and then assess the cost back to the property owners. Council also gave the first reading of an ordinance authorizing the execution of an annexation agreement between the village of Minster and Jackson Township. This is at the request of a property owner who would like to annex 1.320 acres into the village of Minster and do it under the expedited annexation process. This process involves an agreement between the county and the township that talks about what the territory is to be annexed, the provision of services, improvements to the property, who is responsible for the payment of service fees, legal taxes, and changing the township boundary. So council went ahead and gave the first reading of that ordinance as well. Council also went out to bid for the Columbia Drive Water and Sanitary Sewer Extension Project. This project involves extending a water line from Inferno Machine Concepts down to the State Route 66 Industrial Park, as well as installing a sanitary line along that same route. And what this will do is help us to eliminate an old lift station that we are currently using and allow us to loop the water line system to provide better pressure and less stagnant water.